From agriculture to steel, President Trump's trade war with China is taking a toll on many U.S. industries. And now there's the hardwood lumber industry, as its sawmills and lumber exporters say they're watching their top foreign market slip away. In New England, the hardwood industry accounts for tens of thousands of jobs. But unlike other agricultural industries in the U.S., it says it's getting no relief from the federal government. WBUR's Wilder Fleming has our story.
Trevor Allard hops in his pickup truck and heads down to a sawmill in Brattleboro, Vermont. Along the way, he passes semis piled high with lumber, waiting to depart for the highway. Trevor's father co-founded the Allard Lumber Company nearly 50 years ago, down along the Connecticut River, where his grandfather once farmed the land.
The farmhouse was right here. The barns were bigger then. They've knocked a whole bunch of it down. But
across the country, hardwood lumber processors like the Allards are struggling under the burden of Chinese tariffs, targeted at species like oak, ash, and cherry. China first levied these tariffs a year ago, an act of retaliation in its escalating trade conflict with the Trump administration. Before the trade war, China was the industry's largest export market. Since the tariffs took effect, there's been a 43% decrease in hardwood exports to China. On the Allard Sawmill's observation deck, sales manager Jason Applin looks down on a grinding expanse of computerized blades and conveyors as they devour log after log in showers of sawdust, churning them out into square-cut timbers and custom boards, which clatter down the beltway to be sorted. Applin says it takes months to get a shipment of lumber to China.
So when the price of the lumber drops 25%, you've got 4 million feet of logs that you paid, you know, money for based on a higher price, you're losing money.
This is catastrophic for this industry, I believe.
That's Monica Hastings, sales and marketing manager for Sersasimo Lumber, also in Brattleboro. Sersasimo sends 90% of its red oak overseas. The vast majority goes to China.
I thought the recession of 2009 was pretty harsh, but this is, it's harder to strategize a solution for. You know, I think we're all feeling like puppets on a string.
Hastings says President Trump's unpredictability on trade policy creates volatility in the hardwood market. She says that's a far bigger problem than the tariffs themselves. President Trump argues this is necessary, a hardball negotiating tactic that will benefit the U.S. economy in the long run. Here he is at the G7 summit in August.
China's been taking out of this country $500+ billion a year for many, many years. Many, many years. It was time to stop.
I am the first to admit that the Chinese do not play fair.
That's Jamie French, owner of Northland Forest Products, headquartered in New Hampshire.
But I'm not sure that it's fair to put that burden of this trade war on a sector that has struggled as it is over time.
The hardwood industry has been shrinking for decades. But as China's furniture manufacturing ballooned in the wake of the Great Recession, so did its demand for American hardwood. The United States exported $2 billion in hardwood to China in 2017. In the past year, industry representatives say, that market shrank by over $600 million. In May, the Trump administration granted U.S. farmers a $16 billion relief package to help make up for losses related to the trade war.
Unlike the other main row crops, we have gotten absolutely no support other than comments of, you know, take one for the team, or we can't help you, it's too complicated, you're not really an agricultural product.
The hardwood industry is collateral damage in Trump's trade war with China.
Jim Hortigan runs the Lime Timber Company in Hanover, New Hampshire. The company acquires and manages millions of acres of forest all over the country. He says the trade war has had a particularly devastating impact on sawmills in red states, including Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Tennessee, with mills cutting hours and some closing their doors.
A lot of the hardwood sawmillers were supporters of Trump and in some cases willing to take a bloody nose for what some believed was the greater good of getting China to play fair in other industries. What the industry didn't realize was how long this trade war would go on for. And I think a lot in the industry are saying, you know, it doesn't seem that anyone really cares.
In July, a group of 13 Democrats and 25 Republican members of Congress signed a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture calling for the hardwood industry to be included in future farm aid packages from the Trump administration. They say they have gotten no response. In a statement, the USDA says the hardwood industry has received over $5 million from the department's Agricultural Trade Promotion Program. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Wilder Fleming.